I am divine. The illumination I have in me is I am divine. I am divine. I listen in me and I know I'm divine. I look around me and I see the creativity of the universe all around me, of the world I live in, the things that are going on. I am divine. And I am divine now. I am divine. That's my illumination. That's my awareness. That's my understanding of who and what I am right now. I am divine now. How do I go about looking at my world to see myself as divine? How do I go about looking at the universe around me to see myself as divine now? I look at the stars. They just sort of hang out there in space. Scientific words can say to me what sort of gravitational pull, what sort of pull comes from this place or that place around the universe to keep all these things in a beautiful synchronistic example of itself. But hey, that doesn't mean a thing. Why are they there? Why are they there in such profusion? Why are they doing their thing? Why? Well, what does that mean to me? And really, I am an aware being. I am a consciously aware being. I see the universe existing. And I say, why? why? Yes, I am a divine being now. I am divine now. And as I say that, I have a right, and I shouldn't say right, but I have the delight, that's a better word, I have the delight in saying that I am interested in all of the universe. And I am interested because, well, I like to say I created it. But then I think, my goodness, how can I say such a grand thing that I created the universe? That I brought forth everything that exists in this universe. I consciously do not seem to understand all of the ways these things operate. I consciously do not seem to understand what's going on in the world. And perhaps that's what it's all about. Consciously, I don't need to understand. Consciously, I don't need to be aware in my thinking system of the human that I am right now. But let me step out of the role of being human, the role that I'm playing on this game of life, and let me step into the divine. Now I step into the role of being divine, and now the divine knows everything. The divine knows all. The divine is all. And when I step into the role of the divine, now then I know all. Okay. How would I say, speak, translate, describe what it means to be existence? How can I say what it means to be a planet, a star, a galaxy, a universe? How can I say what it means to be that when I have no capacity to even understand me here on planet Earth walking around in this physical body that I have, that I think is so interesting and so wonderful? And then I want to think into the infinite. Well, what I do, I stop thinking in the finite when I want to think in the infinite. And when I think in the infinite, I do not think causation. I think only that it is. It is that which it is. What caused it, obviously, was my thought. That my thought ever could have been so all-inclusive as to include the entire universe boggles my mind, but not for long. Because I know there are other sides of me, there are other aspects of my being, there are other beingnesses of my being that I don't play around with too much, and that is even more exciting. I know I can dream, which means I can pretend, which means I can think about things that are not readily seen right now. I know I can think that. And as I think that, I give it power to be. And as I give it power to be, I can only give it power to be if it already does exist, if it already is a reality, because I cannot dream up something in my consciousness that I have not already created in my universe, in my allness. And so I am divine now. I'm illumined in the concept that I am divine now, and I delight in the concept that I am divine now, and I share with the universe, I share with the allness that I am the divine right now. Now, what is the divine? Well, if I were to investigate mentally what the divine is on my human plane, I would give a very limited description of it, because the human plane has only the limited descriptions that the human plane has. Life only has what we can understand it to be. Now, if we want to really understand the divine, which you cannot do, if we want to really understand the divine, then we must understand the allness, the isness, the absolute. And truly, that's not of interest. Oh, you say some people talk about, oh yeah, that's right, they talk about it. Some people like to think about it. Some people like to play the game of that they know it, that they're the master and they know it all. Well, I can assure you, whenever anyone reaches a level of the master consciousness and the realization of what divine is and absolute is, they do not communicate, they do not interact with a human being. Because a human being does not have in its capacity the ability to conceive of or describe the absolute, things beyond the human level. And the human level has such a great, wonderful capacity in itself by being able to think thoughts and speak words and bring causes into motion for results that they want. And in the process, they say, they cannot do that. In the process, they say, that is difficult. In the process, they say, there's nobody's perfect. Oh, how people love to say nobody's perfect. Well, my beloved, everyone is perfect. We just haven't claimed it yet. Everyone is divine. We just haven't claimed it yet. Everyone is the most magnificent creative dreamer of the universe, only we haven't claimed it yet. How do we go about claiming it? We go about claiming it by saying, I am the creative power of the universe. I am the allness. I am that I am. I am. Now here's the kicker. Here's a really important word to use in our claiming. I am divine now. Can we say, I am divine now? Can we say, I am wonderful now? Can we say that it is done now? Can we say there's nothing else that matters in the slightest little bit right now? Can we say that? We'd like to say that, but we can't. And the reason that we cannot say that is so simple. The reason we cannot say it is because we believe we are not. Not that we believe we are, but we believe we are not. And as we believe we are not, it is inconsistent and inconceivable for us to say that I am divine now. Using principle, we think about it and we say it doesn't work, it's inconceivable, but we use the principle and it is conceivable for us. I am divine is part of the principle. When we say to ourselves, I am divine, when we say to ourselves, I am that I am, and Just say it without wanting to believe it, wanting to conceive it, wanting to reveal it. It's just that we are that. That's the only thought we have in our mind. Then that will be the only experience we have in our world. Today I claim that. And I claim that for me and for you. I am divine now. That's my illumination. And that's your illumination. And that's the only illumination there is and the only fun there is. Know it now. Claim it now. Delight in it now. And it is yours now. You are the wonder of all.